B-Pod Studios.
Yes, hello, you're on the air. Is this Crazy?
Yeah, but who is this?
Is this Crazy Tom?
Yeah, this is... Wait a minute, you want to talk to Crazy Tom?
Yeah, I want to talk to Crazy
Tom. But can I tell you something before you talk to
you
him?
You sound like Crazy Tom.
You know what, let me talk to you, tell
hey,
you something
Craze.
First.
What?
You want me to tell you something first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, Tom, Crazy Tom is from... His home, his place is... Okay?
Yeah.
He has a mental problem.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I can tell you. You can have him now. Here.
And that's you.
Huh?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you. Why don't you snap out of it?
Now, so, Crazy Tom?
Yeah.
You like the jokes?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty, I like the guy pulling his tooth out. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, when he lost all his teeth.
Yeah.
Because we've been getting your letters, and I read them, and I couldn't read a lot of the words, but what I could read, it seemed like you like him, and you've scared the joke guy.
Okay.
You've scared him. What, you into the devil worship or something?
What?
Huh?
Well, I was in jail a couple times. And they
I don't care. Yeah, you're in jail. Good. You were in jail a couple times. Why are you sending jokey little things with 666 on them
well,
and some unintelligible writing?
Hold on a second there, Stan. Let the man speak.
So, okay, sorry, go ahead, Craze.
Well, that was just a little input my dad put in there. Cause I read my mom, he puts a little track in there, too. So.
Oh, okay. So you're a big fan of the jokes, then?
You guys, I think Han's real got a lot of common sense, you know.
Yeah,
yeah,
and yeah. What do you like best about the jokes?
So they're honest, but
honest,
huh?
The jokes are honest.
Yeah.
Uh huh. You said you've done time in jail.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of my ideas come from. Anyways, I talk on the dark side of life.
Oh, on the dark side.
You talk on the dark side of
life. Sort of like an Eddie and the Cruisers kind of thing.
I guess, yeah.
What did you go to jail for?
I'm trying to outrun a cop in my car.
You tried? Why did the cop want to stop you?
Maybe they thought I was somebody else. I had my music playing on real loud one night, and then the night before they chased me, you know. So I lost both of my cars, so I don't know. When
Crazy, you're not telling us the whole story, are you?
Well, I ran a cop.
Yeah, so you did jail time for that.
Yeah.
How long?
About 6 months.
6 months for running a cop. Did they check out your car? They find anything in the car?
No. Maybe, well, see, what I'm trying to figure out is when I got in a wreck, the guy told me to take one of my socks off, and they might have found some drugs on my socks. I don't know if that's true or not.
What kind of drugs?
What kind?
Huh?
What kind of drugs?
No, I don't think that happened, though.
Well, you either know if you have drugs in your sock
or
you
don't.
No, he doesn't.
Well, I was taking medication from Ruth.
Yeah,
Cooper.
He's crazy, Stan. You got to keep that
in
mind.
Right. He's crazy. So you didn't know
I bet you can drive like Steve McQueen, though, huh?
Well.
You're a pretty good driver?
Yeah, I'm a pretty good driver. I got a safe driver's record, but just the last couple of times, I just didn't know how to handle it. Because, you know, when I got in a wreck, I didn't want to see nobody hurt. So I kept driving home, and I called up the cops saying there was a wreck.
Sure. So are you getting it together now?
Yeah.
Your dad helping you out?
Yeah, he's been really supportive of me.
Yeah, he's a religious man, huh?
Yeah.
He throws in those religious tracks.
Yeah, well, see, me and my dad met a long time ago, and he wasn't too religious at first, but then, you know, I think I kind of pushed religion on him, and he kind of...
So you're very religious.
Yeah.
And so you helped your dad there.
Yeah.
And now he's helping you.
Yeah.
Now, how is your dad? I know that you're a little crazy, and you've had your time in facilities.
Yeah.
What about your dad? Is he all there?
Yeah, it's kind of scary because he likes to act a little bit. You don't know if he's acting or if he's telling the truth.
What do you mean acting a little bit? What does he do?
I don't know. He just kind of makes different sounds and stuff like that.
Makes different sounds.
Who does, Daddy?
Dad.
Yeah.
Like what kind of sounds does he make?
Well, like, I don't know.
Yeah, can he come on? Put him on the phone. I want to hear the sounds.
Okay, Dad, here.
All right.
Getting Dad on to make some noises.
Hey, Dad?
Come on. Hey, is he giving you a lot of baloney?
Who's giving me a lot of baloney?
Well, Tom is.
No!
Tom seems like a nice young man.
He's all right. He's a little whacked, but he's all right.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you want any more information from Tom, you got to get a hold of the psychiatrist at the mental hospital.
Whatever. I'm talking to you now. He says you make funny noises.
Oh, he'll tell you.
He'll say anything.
Yeah, he says you make noise like dibba 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 dibba.
No, he's crazy. That's Crazy Tom.
You call your son Crazy Tom?
Well, yeah, he's been in and out of mental hospitals for the last 15 years.
But wouldn't you think you'd want to give him some encouragement?
I try to help him out. We go to the mall every day. We walk.
You go to the mall every day.
We have to walk.
He don't work. He gets...
He writes a lot of letters, I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah, I got a whole bunch. You want some more?
No!
I got some more for you.
No, but you know what? You're his dad. You don't call him crazy. You call him son and show him some love.
Well, I kid around when I call him Crazy Tom.
Right, and he knows you're joking?
He knows I'm joking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's wrong with him?
Well, he's schizophrenic.
Oh!
He's on medication. You want me to bring you some?
No.
He's on Clozaril and Debacro.
Oh,
jeez. Clozaril, and you ever hear of Clozaril?
Yeah.
Dad, hang on. The joke guy has a question.
Yeah.
He hasn't killed anybody, has he?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
He has not acted out violently.
No.
He's
not violent.
He just likes to write letters.
He likes to write letters to you guys. You want any more?
Well, no, I'll tell you what. You can put Crazy Tom back on the phone because we have a special surprise for him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, here, Tom. Okay. We got a surprise for you.
Hello?
Tom?
Yeah.
We just wanted to thank you so much for thinking of the joke guy and writing him fan letters that he has a special treat for you. He'd like to do a special joke just for you.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Right. Hey, Bloaty.
Hi.
Mr. Smith rushes into the maternity ward. What's wrong? What's the emergency? Oh, Mr. Smith, your child was just born and I have some terrible news for you. It's disfigured. Well, how bad is it? Can I see? Follow me, sir. They head down the restricted corridor, and they come to the first door. Inside, in the respirator, is a newborn child without arms. Mr. Smith is upset. Oh, my God. How terrible to be born this way. The nurse interrupts. No, Mr. Smith, that isn't your child. Follow me, please. They come to another room, and there lies a newborn with no arms or legs. Mr. Smith cries, Oh, dear God, what could be worse than this? No, Mr. Smith, that's not your child. Follow me. Next room down, Smith looks in. This kid is only a head, no body at all. Oh, my God, how awful. What could be worse than this? Not your child, sir. Follow me. One more room left in the hall. Mr. Smith forces himself to enter. There, on a pillow, is a single eyeball. This is your child, Mr. Smith. Smitty goes nuts. Oh, Lord, what could possibly be worse than this? Sir, it's blind. Hey, Bloaty.
That was just for you.
Okay.
That was just you. Now, being schizophrenic, you don't hear voices, do you?
No.
What is your biggest problem with your condition? Usually, it's a break from reality.
What I need you mean?
Yeah, with your condition, you don't have people talking in your head, do you?
No. The only condition I got, I'm very uncomfortable with women sometimes, so yeah.
You're uncomfortable with women?
Yeah.
Me too, Bloaty.
I like looking at their boobs, but I don't like touching them.
Me too, Bloaty. Touching them's okay, too.
You don't mind looking at them, but you don't like touching them?
Nah.
What's the problem with touching them?
I don't know, it's like you're touching yourself.
What?
Like you're touching yourself.
It's like you're touching yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Tom, I just wanted to ask you, but before we let you go, there were nice letters and nice drawings, but what do you mean when you say to the joke guy, you darken the skies?
Yeah, what does that mean?
No, that's just my mind figure to me and what my mind is thinking about myself, not the joke guy. If he wants to relate to it, he can.
So your mind...
You can use that.
I don't want to relate to that.
So your mind darkens the skies.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to let you go.
Well, I'm just glad, Tom, that you feel such a kinship with the joke guy.
Right. Okay. And just remember,
I saw a guy in a wheelchair downtown. He was looking for work, and I kind of feel bad because, you know, not everybody gets a chance. You know.
Yeah. What do you want to do? Send him our way?
No, I don't know who he is. I don't know he's asking for work.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky you got a dad to take you to the mall.
Because you don't have a job yourself.
No.
What are you worrying about some guy that doesn't have work when you don't even have work?
No, I know. Well, I'm,
he's not better off than you.
Yeah, probably.
All right.
But I've been trying to. I worked when I was thinking. All right, I worked at Universal Studios for a while.
Did you really?
Really?
What'd you do there?
Animation. Did you see that one? One where the guy had a, like a like a like a or a board right where his groin is.
Oh my
and he
God.
Vibrated it, and that's where water came out.
Yeah,
oh,
I think
sure.
I saw that
we
one.
Remember that. You worked there, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I gotta go now.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Mm-hmm. We've made it. We've made it to Friday, Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. You know, sitting here, and I'm listening to that little clip that we played from... Oh, that had to be 26 years ago.
At least.
Crazy Tom and his dad. And I, listening to that, and I've heard it before, because it's been sitting in our archives,
you know, aging. And every time I listen to that, I say, whatever happened to Crazy Tom? Whatever happened to his dad? Did he manage to get himself well? Was his dad
or
able
at least
to help
not
him?
Not darken the skies.
And not darken the skies. That guy. And I said in the interview that he was doing it from jail. But he used to write our jokey, cards and letters, and they were creepy. They were, and you heard
from our perspective.
Well, but it was what was going on in his head.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of 666 and devil this and dark in the skies. And it wasn't a letter. And back then, computers were just starting to come out. It wasn't a letter, one letter. It was every couple of days. And they things would be pasted in there. Little collage things done, and they were really twisted. And we got a hold of his father's phone number and got him on the phone. I wanted to know what the heck's going on. Please stop, because Jokey was getting a little creeped out by it. We were unsure what this guy's deal was. 100% real. That was not a put on. And
oh, he was sincere.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know whatever became, because the letters did eventually stop. Now, they stopped for a reason. I don't know what that reason was. Another facility, prison, death, relocation. Don't know what it was. They just stopped. And let's say the guy was 30 then. Well, he'd be well into his mid-50s now. So I don't. You hear these things? They're voices from past shows, and we don't know what happened to him. Usually, with a guest, we have to look it up. Oh, he went on to do this. Don't know about Crazy Tom. Don't know. I don't want to turn that rock over. I just hope that things turned out okay. He was able
to... Well, we all enjoy happy endings, don't we?
Yep, usually that's not the case, though. And for him and his dad, I don't know, but it just triggers that stuff because it was our lives. These were people that crossed our paths. And you never find out what happened. Not that I... I just want to know it turned out all right.
Well, I think it was all worth it to hear an extra long joke from Jokey.
Yeah. That was a pretty good joke, too. Oh, no. What can be worse than this? He's blind.
And that would never fly today.
Absolutely not.
I mean, you wouldn't get past the first room.
Yes. Newborn baby, no arms. Stop it! No more! All right, we got to take a break today. We've got a busy show today. And when we do open phones are always fun, and we're going to have people call in, tell us what's on your mind. But I came across, I was just looking around and investigating old Fort Myers, old Southwest Florida. And I said, before I forget these things, I got to put out a list. If you are an old timer here or a historian, I have about six places. Because you and I, we
You know, I never got around to it. I told you over a vacation, I looked into the history of Fort Myers.
Well, you and I know about because we were there
we
the very
know a
last
lot of
day.
Things.
The snack house and things like that, and what they did up in Cape Coral, because we've done the whole history of that. But I started looking around at Fort Myers advertising, and I'm looking at these attractions and places and famous, at the time, restaurants that you and I both have no clue what they were. And I'm going to throw out a few things, And if it rings a bell to some of our longtime Fort Myers residents, please, during open phones, call in, because these seemed like cool places. These seemed like things that you and I would go to or have dinner at.
Mm-hmm.
And so if it rings a bell.
Like that one place McCullough took us, which I'm sure is no longer.
What was the name of that place?
I don't know, but it was like going back into a time warp.
Yeah.
It was a bar from like the 50s.
And it was the middle of the day, and it could have been
black as night.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
I'll throw them out to you during open phones. If it rings a bell, any of them.
Because we had just done the morning show, and we were invited for cocktails at noon.
That's the truth. Stan and Haney. And that's when he ordered a Rob Roy.
And when you go, it doesn't matter what time of day it is.
It was dark.
When you go in somewhere with black simulated leather and those little flaming candles.
And the paneled wood.
Yeah. Your body will react. Hey, it's like midnight.
Yeah, it's drinking time.
Yeah.
Stan and
Haney. Yes, I'll have another.
96.
And then you walk out and go, oh!
K-Rock.
My God.
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Rick Stan here.
This is 86, calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney. I'm looking at a post on the Absolute Law text line. Ahoy. Please be advised. Be on the lookout for a middle-aged male posing as a radio producer. Known aliases John or Crazy Tom. Last seen wearing a stupid rugby shirt and a clown makeup. Be on the lookout. You know what? I'll tell you that. Posting that picture of him and his makeshift kissed face and a rugby shirt when he was 10, off the charts. People loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Especially
with the family truckster in the background,
yes.
It takes you right back.
Yep. What?
Look, I have not heard the end of it. I have been, people have gone to my Facebook page, and I've gotten messages even an hour before the show started.
They love you.
Well, some of them.
Well, I mean, that's just pure innocence.
That is. It is. It's pure innocence. The world has not tackled you yet. It's pure innocence.
And at that time, even though Eric Carr didn't exist yet, that kid was convinced.
Yes.
You know what? I could be Eric Carr. The man who eventually replaces Peter Criss.
That's right.
I play the drums, too.
That was my point.
I was a big fan of drumming. Now, I had just seen the picture about 2 days before you guys brought the topic up, and I had posted it a day before. So it had been...
What timing?
It had been 30, 35, almost 40 years since I've seen that picture. Now, I don't remember all of it. But I do remember I loved Kiss.
Now, did you play the drums then?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, my mom and my dad brought me to a local music store where I'm not sure if you guys remember this guy. His name was Terry Bozzio. He's the drummer for Till Tuesday.
Yeah.
If you remember Hush, Voices Carry? He was a drum teacher.
I don't know, but weren't they Missing Persons?
Oh, there you go.
That's it.
You have
Missing
bad
persons.
Sources.
Yeah,
I
you
do.
Got bad info.
My sources say that guy's dead.
crap bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41.
Because I know Davis. Who he's talking about, and he's really kind of short-selling him.
Missing Persons. Destination unknown. You brought it up yesterday.
What's that, John?
What?
Terry Bozzio, I think, is one of the greatest drummers.
But you didn't know about his, like, main band?
No, he was just an instructor at our local family-owned music store.
Okay.
Maybe we should check your sources.
Yeah. because I don't know about
that. Is
that
true?
Yeah. I don't know what's the truth anymore. Well, careful. He's going to start telling us how he washed ambulances again.
Well, I mean, the deal about taking drum lessons from a rock star is more believable than the washing ambulances.
It is.
Not everybody can wash an ambulance.
No, and then steal it.
I didn't get caught.
You brought this up yesterday in your news, and it's already confusing a lot of the elderly. Days of Our Lives, on for 50
years. Oh, I told
years.
You, that is going to have such consequences.
Well, it already is.
What channel is Peacock? I'm going to call the TV station.
Won't do you any good. Let's see what's going on.
This is not headline news. Walmart will start selling used goods. This is a big deal. Until now, the only thing used in Walmart was methamphetamine. Lady A has postponed their upcoming tour as band member Charles Kelly begins a journey to sobriety. To show their support, the band is changing its name to Lady AA. According to a new study, eating a hot dog will shorten your lifespan by 36 minutes. And this is interesting, eating a microwaved Hot Pocket will shorten your life by 36 years. Stanford researchers designed an undersea robot. It can explore anything deep underwater, like lost cities, shipwrecks, and your finances. This is not headline news.
Should point out, Dale Bozzio is the woman who was the lead singer
for Missing Persons.
Her husband, Terry, played the drums.
So, again, he's got bad info. He's got...
I was right. Terry was... I didn't know him as a musician in a huge... I'm not saying huge band, in a band. He was just our local instructor, I guess. Took me many years to actually find out who he is.
What year was this?
I'm going to say early to mid-80s. The name of the place was called Music Men, and it was in Springfield.
Wouldn't that have been right when they would have been starting out?
Yeah, Missing Persons, I played them. And that's 82, 83, 84, so around in that time.
Yeah, but he played with Zappa, too. He was around long before Missing Persons.
But I'm saying,
true.
How could he become a music teacher then in a no-name store in, Woodbridge, Massachusetts, and still be putting out records with Missing Persons?
Well, I'm not exactly sure.
Well, I mean,
guess
I think they'd be on tour at that time.
Well, the guy wasn't like his cousin?
No, it was Terry. He was selling his drum set. It was the whole thing.
Selling his drum set? It got that bad for him?
I think you guys are spinning my words.
No, we're just going with what you said. All right, we got to move on. This is best we move on.
Because I'm on...
You are really turning over the rocks on this
I'm on the official Terry Bozzio website on the section that says about Terry. And that's all it says.
Yeah.
About Terry. Yeah. The rest is blank.
Yeah. That's it. There's nothing there.
Nothing there.
All right.
Oh, so I can speak freely now.
Yeah, apparently you can. Who's going to back it up?
Oh, no, I guess then you have to go. It's one of those where you have to go to news and then the fly down menu.
Oh.
Biography. I'll be working on that.
Appreciate that.
And it doesn't work very well.
There is a financial expert. This is some cool stuff. Kind of what you should do kind of things. The first one, with all the Mega Millions out there and all that, what would be the smarter thing to do? You see so many people say, I'll take the lump sum versus, oh, well, maybe I'll go and take it over a period of years.
Well, then it's the difference between the lump sum and the annuity.
Here's the financial expert telling you, lo and behold, you've won the lottery. What should you do? How should you go and get your money? And how should you use it?
Let's say you win $100 million. You can take 30 payments over 30 years, totaling $100 million. Or you can take the lump sum right now all at once, but it's significantly less money. But which one should you take? You get one immediate payment followed by 29 annual payments. Each payment is 5% bigger than the previous one. More than half of the winnings is coming from the last 10 years. Now let me show you what it looks like if you just got 5% a year on your lump sum payment for 30 years. If you took that lump sum and earned 5% a year all the way down, by the end of 30 years, you'd actually have $284 million. Even at 3% a year, you would end up with more money in the long run. Also, by taking the payments, you're hoping that your state doesn't run out of money to pay you.
Yeah. So he says, take the lump sum.
But there's a huge caveat to that. The math that he's doing is assuming you're not spending any of that money.
That's true. You're just putting it in the bank. If you win something really big, you live off the interest of it and they'll just let it sit there.
But again...
I know. Well, again, these are little capsules. If you sat down with a financial planner, you'd be there for a couple hours. Here's one a little bit more simple. And it makes...
But for the guy who wants to, you know, he's won the lottery, by God, I'm entitled. I want a boat like Elon Musk has, and I'll take the lump sum because that's the smart move.
This financial expert said, we all use Venmo, we all use PayPal, only put money into your Venmo or into your PayPal account if you have to buy something with it. Do not let money sit in your Venmo or PayPal account, and here's why.
My friend, he showed me that he had $22,000 sitting in his Venmo. Now, this is pretty crazy, but there are a few problems with this. Number one, he's not getting interest. Number two, Venmo is owned by PayPal since 2012. If you hold a PayPal balance, basically they combine your balance with the balances of other users and invest those funds in liquid investments. So they're going to be making money on your unused funds. And number three, in the unlikely event that they go bankrupt, your money is not insured by them. Moral of the story, don't leave too much in Venmo.
Yeah, because they're investing it. Shouldn't you keep it in your own account?
So we don't know what year, right?
He told you what year.
He just said sometime in the 80s.
It's no later than 85. If I go back, I was in fourth grade, so I'm probably thinking 1981.
Okay, 19. Ish. This is according to the man's own biography. 1980 to 1985, record spring session, M, Rhyme and Reason, Color in Your Life, tours U.S. and Europe, appears on numerous videos, television and radio shows, receives gold record for spring session M. This is with the band MP, Rhyme and Reason. 1985 leaves that for Duran Duran's Andy Taylor, records and performs with him, plays on sessions with Robbie Robertson, ooh, Gary Wright, ooh, Don Dokken, Herbie Hancock, Dweezil Zappa, Richard Marx, begins touring as a solo drummer, records solo drums, an instructional video for Warner Brothers.
Oh, that's, he's at Warner Brothers, not at the music school.
Makes video of Throwaway with Mick Jagger and Jeff Beck. Later joins Beck and keyboardist to produce and perform on Grammy-winning album Guitar Shop. Then tours Japan and Europe with Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Where was he? When was he in the guitar shop having to sell his drum kit because things were getting tough?
Look, I don't know why he was selling it. All I know, it was a huge drum set featured in the window, and everybody walking by saw it. That was the first thing that made me walk into the store, was that drum set.
I don't see when he'd have time to do that.
I don't know either, to run a music lessons in a music store. And things were so tough he had to sell his drum kit.
Wait. I think I'm going to give up. I don't know how to explain it to you guys.
I'm sure that was his name.
Absolutely.
Here's what I would like you to do. And it's doable. I mean, you can.
And you knew him from till Tuesday.
Well, I knew that he played. No, sorry.
Look, here's what I want you
to
do.
I made the mistake.
Look up if you can find an old ad for that music store that you were at. Some kind of old advertisement be on the internet that says it.
It's not unheard of. I mean, Randy Rhoads was giving guitar lessons right up until the night he left
that.
For Ozzy.
But he wasn't in the back room of a music shop.
Well, he was at his mom's music store.
Having to unload his guitars because he was on hard times.
I mean, I'm looking at, you know, the 1980s, and it's a who's who of music.
Yeah, and not at a record shop.
He had a lot more time back then. There was no internet.
Yes.
Oh, that explains it. I mean, I'm looking through his whole... I don't see when he ever would have had time to do that.
This woman is disturbing. She is a British OnlyFans celebrity. She looks... she's not unattractive... She looks like a very made-up stripper girl. And she claims that she has the most tattooed private parts in the world.
No,
now, hold on.
No.
And she's tattooed from head to toe. She is... being... She claims she's spent over $42,000 on tattoos. Her name is Becky Holt. And she's talking about how people are questioning her parent skills simply because of the amount of tattoos she has, and there are a lot.
And she's shocked by this.
And she's the most tattooed woman of private parts. And they even show a video where the tattoo artist is, you know, pulling aside the bikini bottom to put more on there. But people are questioning her motherhood.
I've been called a bad mother because of my tattoos. I've been told that my daughter would be embarrassed of me when she's older. I don't see why having tattoos makes me any less of a parent than somebody who doesn't have tattoos.
And therein lies the problem, honey.
Yeah, good. Scroll up so everybody can see. I think there's pictures below that where you can just
do they force
take a look at her.
The producer to use dial-up internet?
I don't know. The computers here are very squirrely.
Yesterday, I think his name is Richard, our IT guy.
Richard is the engineer emeritus.
All right, so he came in yesterday and said that we're upgrading our computers. Which one do I use the most? Kind of scared me a little bit. But they're going to come in here, I guess, swap out our computers.
No, that's nice.
This one freezes up all the time.
That Brittany Griner got sentenced to 9 years in Russia for the bringing in the marijuana. I have a clip of the sentencing. And with the translation and all of that, it sounds like it could be something out of a movie. Whether it's Papillon being sent to the penal colony, or whether it's Brad Davis in Midnight Run.
Does anybody say, "May God have mercy on your
soul"? I don't
know.
Let's take a listen. It just this sounds so
ominous.
Yeah. Take a listen.
Final verdict is 9 years of imprisonment of the 9 million rubles penalty in the penal colony. She will serve her term from the day of the announcement of this verdict. And time when she was behind bars will be included in the overall term.
And off she goes to a penal colony. And for those of you wondering... That sounded like an awful lot of money, and it's a lot of money, but not as much as you think it is. So she gets 9 years in a penal colony, and the fine...
In a Russian penal colony.
Yeah. Jeez.
God knows where that is.
I don't want to know. That's, it's just hearing that is scary. But the rubles, it comes out to about $16,000. That is, that's...
You know, it's things like that that pop in my mind when I hear about people bragging about their adventure travel.
Yeah. You never know where... I have left the country many times for, at times, an extended period of time. And people may criticize the United States of America. People may not think that their rights are this or that. There is nothing more important, and I know this firsthand, than being a United States citizen and having the protection of this country. When you are out of this country, anything can happen to you, and you can't say, I'm a United States citizen. Well, guess what? In some other countries, they don't give a rat's ass. And you come back here, and you might violate a law or something, or you might do something that you've broke. You can appeal it. You can get the proper defense that you want. And you have our structure of guard. When you are out of this country. Yes, sir.
In some countries, that little tiny amount of drugs that she had, she would be considered a drug trafficker. They would not send her to court. They would kill her. I don't exactly know. I'm fascinated with this case. Because she never one time said that she was sorry. Never. She never admitted to anything. She fought the whole time. She pled not guilty.
She did admit it that she had it.
Yeah, she had it.
Well, she never...
She didn't apologize.
She pled not guilty. She never really explained why she had it on her.
She's got
9 years. Well, yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She said that she needs that because a lot of basketball injuries and it helps her. And that she accidentally put it in her backpack.
Yeah.
Because things can get stuck in your backpack, and you don't even know they're there,
that's
right,
true.
Stan?
Well, I know that. You know that.
Well, her big crime is that she decided that she was above geopolitics and decided to go to Russia right before they were going into Ukraine, and we responded with all of these sanctions.
And then she's the example.
Yep.
We'll be back.
You don't want to be in the middle of that.
Stan and Haney, no, you do not. 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney. 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney, 277-9600, 239 area code, 277-9600. Take your phone calls. We got some prizes, maybe. I'm going to go down that list of Fort Myers places and landmarks and businesses that are from yesteryear. If you're an old historian of this area or you remember them, I'd love to find out exactly what these places were and where were they.
Now, you ran across this looking at what, old postcards?
Old postcards. And boy, if you had enough of a pull, you'd have your postcards made so people could send them all around the country. And you'd get your advertising anywhere. And so I'm looking at these postcards, and there's some stuff, believe it or not, that still exists today. They had old postcards of the snack house, which we had the privilege of going into, that had been around for so many years.
So this is the era when you'd go to Florida and send your friends and relatives a crate of oranges.
Right. Let me just go down the list. If one of these rings a bell with your childhood, maybe you knew where it was, you know what happened to it, because some of these places seemed like
very appealing.
Very appealing and or landmarks, points of destination for people coming to Fort Myers or Fort Myers Beach or the area. Take a listen to some of these that I saw. Bob Fulton's Photography and Camera Shop. Evidently bragging that he can do all kinds of photography. This picture was great. This is something that you and I would go to, and I didn't know that Lehigh Acres could even do anything like this. The Matador Room at Lehigh Acres Country Club. The Matador Room. A lot of red and wood in the picture. Here's one that was in North Fort Myers, and boy, we could use a business up there. Jim McCorvey's Old South Barbecue Ranch. I guess he had one in Clewiston, had one in North Fort Myers, and the picture was just Western beef, aged, and it was a night out on the restaurant.
A lot of barrels and tumbleweeds?
Yes. Jim McCorvey's Old South Barbecue Ranch. Here's one that I vaguely remember, and I don't know, because I saw it very Polynesian. The Takiki Motel.
Oh, I remember that.
And the postcard had it as just very Polynesian, and it was like a destination. Does anybody remember?
Is that not still there?
I don't know. Might be. If it is, I want to know because I might go, but I don't know if it looks like it did in the postcard.
I don't think so.
Did anybody remember this one? Dolly the Dolphin doing her tricks at Roy's Marina. Does anybody remember this place? The Plantation Pancake Inn Restaurant. I saw multiple postcards that this was the place. You want a great breakfast? Go to the Plantation Pancake Inn Restaurant. Couple other things. The Fort Myers Wildlife Gardens. And it had just a bunch of parrots on there. Weaver's Cottages Cafe and Gas Station. Grab a bite to eat and fill your belly up, too.
And then go to sleep.
Yeah. You know, so much stuff has to do with Edison around here, but I don't know what this was. The Edison Cafeteria. Lamplighter Restaurant and Lounge. And the other one that I saw, the Fort Myers, Florida Marine Museum. A lot of ship and nautical stuff. Does this ring a bell with anybody? And where were they?
What era are these things
anywhere
spanning?
I saw some of these because I flipped the postcard over, take a look at them. 50s, 60s, early 70s. Some of them went to like 1979. And I got here in 90, and none of these things are...
I think that motel might
be there.
Takiki? Yeah.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Al. How are you guys?
Al, how did things go in Bonita? Is the building standing?
It's still there. We're working on it. I don't know. These city councilmen, there's some of these people that haven't been here long, and they want to run everything.
Well, you got to set them straight.
Yeah, set them straight, Al.
We're working on it. We're getting ready to feed them to Big Joe's.
You know what you could do, and you could do it peaceably, offer all the councilmen free haircuts.
Okay.
I don't think that's legal.
About the Plantation Pancake House.
Yes, what do you know about that, Al?
Well, it was one of the places that we used to go to as youngins. At 2 a.m.
Where was it?
Well, the building is still there. It's the bicycle shop that's just south of Hanson on the west side.
Yes, I know what you're talking. So that was the pancake, the Plantation Pancake Inn.
Yeah, and you can kind of see the shape of the building. and that was across from Al Gallman Pontiac.
How were the pancakes?
Oh, excellent, especially, you know, if you got the munchies at 2 a.m., you know.
Right.
And then also the Edison Lamplighter Cafeteria.
Yeah.
Was also not too far south of Hanson. It was on the east side of the road, like across just north of the golf course.
Uh-huh.
On the right as you're headed north, I mean. So there. And
thank
go
you.
Ahead.
No, that's it. You gave us a lot of information there, Al, as you always do.
And there was also a pizza place. Which was just north of the mall on the east side that we used to go to all the time, and Lum's.
Oh, I remember Lum's. Sure, Lum's was everywhere. Let me ask you this, Al. Were you a fat kid?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't really that fat. But then later on, you know, I put it on.
Yep.
Yeah, life happens.
Yeah, life happens, Al. See you, buddy. 277-9600. Anybody remember any of these places? Not necessarily that, but you can talk about what you want.
I wish we could. I don't think we ever knew, but I wish we knew what the name of that place was we went to with McCullough.
Yeah, I know. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, guys. This is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
How are you guys?
Good. What's up?
Well, I'm a fourth-generation boy from Fort Myers. Ask me a question. Maybe
well,
I know the
I
answer.
I just went and rattled off some several things. Did you recognize any of them?
You guys put me on hold, and the radio station wasn't playing.
All right, let me throw this
hold.
One. I'm going to throw this one at you, because this is one of the more intriguing ones.
The ranch?
Yes. It was in north of Fort Myers. They had one location. I guess their famous one was in Clewiston, but north Fort Myers had a Jim McCorvey's Old South Barbecue Ranch. What do you know about it?
In North Fort Myers.
Yeah.
I kind of remember a barbecue place up there, but I think it changed names and it's now the Smoking Pit.
I don't know about it. That's not, wasn't it? I think they've torn it down. What do you remember Dolly the Dolphin at Roy's Marina?
No, don't remember her.
Well, then 277.
Well, that's going back a long ways.
Not that far. He's just said fourth generation. 277-9600. They used to do, I mean, whether it was Cape Coral, whether it was Fort Myers Beach, a lot of fun with animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seals and dolphin and make them jump and entertain you.
And kind of celebrating that you're in a unique location.
Yes, yes,
and
a destination.
That, and then that kind of went away and we just became like anywhere else.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is AJ.
Hey, AJ, what's up?
Shut up.
Never made it. And that's a fake name. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, my parents owned the Tikiki Motel for 30 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, hold on, because Haney didn't know. Is it still there? Is there still a name for that, or is it completely closed?
No, they sold it about 12 years ago, and somebody tore it down to develop it, but never built anything on it. It was on the Coosahatchee in downtown Fort Myers.
Yes. Now, see, I remember that. I've been here for, 30 years?
Yeah. And I just was going through this stuff.
And that was the only one on that list that I'm like, yeah, I remember that place.
The Tikiki. Tell me about that place, because I saw the postcard, and it was just, they had a night shot of it all lit up, beautiful, very Polynesian.
Yeah, the original sign was fantastic. It was just the coolest thing. And they eventually tore the sign down and replaced it with a regular wood sign. But that original sign was just so cool. I loved it as a kid. It was just a little motel.
Just a little motel. Was there a restaurant in the hotel or a lounge where you'd get the pineapple drinks and all that stuff?
No, but every year the same people came down for 3 months, all from Canada. And so for 3 months, it was all one big family. 10 of the rooms had people, and we had barbecues every day, swam in the pool, fished off the dock.
Can you, do you have any, pictures, family pictures of that place back in the day?
I probably do. I've been looking for the postcards, because since my parents sold it, they boxed everything up, and they can't find all the original postcards. Now, the interesting thing is, That movie, The Day of the Dead, the original one, back in the 80s that they filmed in Fort Myers.
Yeah.
On the very original cut, the opening scene, they're driving down Palm Beach Boulevard, and you can see that original sign. But I haven't been able to find a copy of the movie with that anywhere.
And the thing is, the reason I put it on that list is I was looking at old postcards online, and it had a couple of them there from your old place.
Yeah, it was such. I grew up there. I mean, I was there from the time I was 7 till I was 20. It was fantastic.
Wow, I appreciate you calling.
That is an awesome thing that you had the same people come down. They all knew each other
every year. It was the greatest thing. It was wonderful.
That is awesome. Hey, can I get you something?
Sure. What do you got?
I've got Hooked Up Fish Market. I've got Bonefish Grill. I've got the Twisted Fork in Port Charlotte. I've got Mighty Muscle tickets for Tuesday. I got Pewter Mug.
How about the Pewter Mug?
You got it, buddy. It's yours. And thank you for the info, and thank you for phoning and telling us about that.
Absolutely. I appreciate it, guys.
Hold on. Line one.
See, I told you.
Yeah, but it's been closed for a long time.
Only 12 years.
Yeah, 12 years, but 30 years prior to that. That place was around for a long time. And the postcard was beautiful. 277-9600. A couple of more minutes. We can take your phone calls. Ahoy, who's this?
Blake.
Blake, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, when my parents first moved to Florida, we moved to Clewiston, and that Old South Barbecue Ranch, I was in that place and ate there when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It had, like, statues of guys with guns. They had horses. They had wagons. The place was freaking awesome, man. It really was.
I read, because this guy that put his name on it, Jim McCorvey, and it said that the main one, the most popular one, was in Clewiston, but that he had a few other locations in the area, and I saw one of them said North Fort Myers, but they talked about that. That was like one of the places to go.
It was awesome. We used to, and then my parents moved to Fort Myers, and we would drive over there just to eat at that place.
It was that good, huh?
Oh yes, it was that good.
I appreciate the call. Thank you for that. 277-9600. One more. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. My name's Aaron. I live out in Clewiston.
Hey, Aaron, do you remember Jim McCorvey's place?
Yes, Old South Barbecue was the destination out here on 27, and I can remember being a kid, the Western atmosphere was absolute phenomenal.
Oh, I'm looking at a picture
of it.
That looks like heaven.
Now, let me ask you, it got torn down. Is there anything there now? What became of it?
It's an empty lot as of right now. The building stood for a while. It actually was a car lot, a used car sales lot at one point. They did a little work out of the building, and then they ended up tearing it down. So, unfortunately, now it's just an empty lot. So, all we have is the memories and, of course, a few postcards.
Those postcards, man, you looked at the families in there and the atmosphere. I'm like, this place, I want to go.
Well, as a kid, every little boy wants to be a cowboy. And you go in there and there's 8-foot-tall statues of big Western characters and spurs
awesome.
On the corners of chairs. I mean, it was an amazing atmosphere for any child to be in.
The picture I'm looking at has on the side of the building a giant painting of a cowboy drawn down on you.
Yes. And out in the parking lot was old statues of oxes and oxen and carriages and covered carts.
That is so awesome.
A lot of wagon wheels.
It was a lot of wagon wheels. I think they had more wagon wheels than seating inside.
What can I get you?
Absolutely. Pass it on to the next guy.
Thank you, brother.
Here in Clewiston. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you kindly. We got to take a break. When we come back, John, I'm going to need you to get two random Stan and Haney listeners. They're going to go head to head in another edition of Stan's True or False. You're each going to get your own category. We're going to spin the big wheel. 5 true or false questions each. The one who gets the most right in their own category will win a prize selected especially for them. We'll do it when we come back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
John, release the phones and get me two people that want to play Stan's True or False. 277-9600. Two people go head-to-head. You're each going to get your own set of five true or false questions. We don't know what the category is until we spin the big wheel. And the one who gets the most right in their own category will win. Here's what I got for you. The winner will get a $50 gift card to Bonefish Grill in Fort Myers. Don't worry, there are no losers. Nice consolation prize.
Parting gift.
A parting gift for participating. But you're going to go head-to-head. We have no idea what your category is going to be until we spin the big wheel. And I'm looking at... what's he doing? Okay. He's trying... Again, I don't want long conversations over there. What lines am I going to, John? One and three. Lines one and three. Let's play Stan's True or False. Let's welcome our first guest to the show. Ahoy, who's this?
Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, Kathy.
I'm afraid she's going to snap at me.
Yeah. Kathy, you want to play?
Yes.
Okay. Let's find your opponent. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan. It's Brian. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Brian. How are you? Say hi to Kathy. You guys are going to go head-to-head.
Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
All right, Kathy. Is that Kathy? Is that with a K or a C?
It's with a K.
Okay, Kathy. And Brian, that's with a B, right, Brian?
That's with a B, yeah.
All right. Kathy, we're going to spin the big wheel for you first. Find out what category you land on for your five true or false questions, all right?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's spin the big wheel for Kathy and find out where it's going to land. This will be the category. It will be questions, true or false questions regarding this category. Slowing down. Whoa. Kathy, you landed on Chris Farley. Chris Farley questions.
Don't even know who he is.
You don't know who. All right. Well, you know what? I'm going to give the option because I want everybody to have a fair playing field. Brian, do you want the category Chris Farley? And then I'll spin it again for Kathy to see what category she lands on, if she can land on something better. Brian, will you take Chris Farley?
Yeah, I think I can handle that.
All right, Brian, we're going to go and give you Chris Farley. And Kathy, you asked for it. You didn't know who Chris Farley was. We're going to spin the wheel again and see what category you're going to have to answer, okay?
Okay.
All right. This one
is good. She spoke up.
Yes, and it is good. And Brian's a good sport about it. Let's see what Kathy's going to land on. Brian's going to take Chris Farley. Here we go. All right, Kathy. There's no changing after this one. This is going to be your category. Slowing down. Oh. I don't know if it's an improvement, Kathy. You landed on NFL teams that have changed cities.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Stan, I'll take that one.
That's too late, Brian. You agreed to change. So, right. Brian, you got Chris Farley. Kathy has NFL teams that have changed cities. Do you feel better about that, Kathy?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. We're going to start with... we'll start with you, Kathy, since you were the first one on the phone.
Okay.
Kathy, yours is NFL teams that have changed cities. I'm going to go back and forth until each of you have answered all five of your questions. Kathy, true or false? The Washington Redskins, what are they now? The
Commanders.
The Commanders. The Washington Commanders used to be... the Boston Redskins. True or false? The Washington Commanders used to be the Boston Redskins. True or
I'm
false?
I'm going to say false.
Okay. Brian, Chris Farley. True or false, Brian?
Okay.
Motivational speaker Matt Foley was based on a real guy named Matt Foley. True or false, Brian?
I would say that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, he had to get it from somewhere.
True or false, Kathy? NFL teams that have moved cities. The original Detroit Lions moved to Texas to become the Dallas Cowboys. The original Detroit Lions moved to Texas to become the Dallas Cowboys. True or false?
I'm saying false.
Okay. Brian, Chris Farley. True or false? Before Saturday Night Live, Chris Farley had a reoccurring role on The Cosby Show. True or false? Before Saturday Night Live, Chris Farley had a reoccurring role on The Cosby Show.
The Cosby Show?
Yep.
No way. False.
Okay. Kathy, NFL teams that have changed cities. True or false? The Tennessee Titans used to be the Houston Oilers. True or false?
I'm going to say false. Okay. I'm just going with false.
Okay. No, nothing out of you, Brian.
Okay.
True or false, Brian, Chris Farley. Chris Farley, true or false, Chris Farley wrote most of all his own skits on Saturday Night Live. True or false, Chris Farley wrote almost all of his own skits on Saturday Night Live. True or false, Brian?
I would say true.
Okay. Kathy, NFL teams that have changed cities, true or false, Kathy?
Okay.
The Patriots used to play their games at Fenway Park. True or false, the Patriots
used to... I'll say true.
Okay. Brian, Chris Farley. True or false, Chris Farley did a lot of cameos, but only played the lead in four movies. True or false, Brian, Chris Farley did a lot of cameos, but only played the lead in four movies. True or false?
Sounds like a trick question. Cameos, leads. I'll say the lead in four movies.
Here it is, true or false. Chris Farley did a lot of cameos, but only played the lead in four movies. True or false?
You know what? I'll say
true. True?
Yeah.
Okay. Kathy, you're last in your true or false.
Okay.
Kathy, true or false?
I'm on true. I'm on Chris Farley, Kevin.
Hey, you had the chance.
Yeah,
Sam.
That's right, Brian. Sam, that's right.
Sam blew it. Sam blew it.
But she doesn't know who Chris Farley
yeah,
is.
Yeah, but you don't. Yeah, she doesn't know.
Now I do. Now well, I know who he is.
That's not my problem. I gave you the opportunity to spin the. And Brian was the kind enough person to say, I'll take the category. Kathy, true or false?
And now he wishes he didn't.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Kathy.
True or false, Kathy? The Los Angeles Rams used to be the Cleveland Rams. True or false?
Let's see. That's false.
Okay. Last one for you, Brian, Chris Farley. True or false? The last line in Tommy Boy was stolen from the movie Spaceballs. True or false, Brian? The last line in Tommy Boy was stolen from the movie Spaceballs.
Could you quote me the last line in Tommy Boy?
What do you think, Haney? Should I quote him the last line in Tommy
Boy?
Hey,
no cheating.
What? That's no, not... you were very nice to Kathy.
Yes, I think I should a reciprocal.
Yeah, that's only fair.
Let's see. The last The last line in Tommy Boy was, that's going to leave a mark.
True.
Okay. Now, John, get the bells and buzzers ready because we're going to find out how our contestants did. Well, you're going to have to reboot that computer. Let me know when it's ready. We probably won't have time for it. Kathy, how do you think you did on that? You don't know, do you? You not a clue.
No, but no clue.
Brian, how do you think you did?
I don't know.
You know what? Let's see how both of you did.
I think you did okay.
Oh, because you know who Chris Farley is, don't you, Kathy?
Now I do, yes.
What are they right now? The Commanders? What are they, the Washington what?
Yeah.
I asked you the first question I asked you, Kathy. I said the Washington Commanders used to be the Boston Redskins. Uh-huh. You said that's false. It's actually true.
Okay.
They were called the Boston Braves. Then they were the Boston Redskins from 1933 until 1936. Moved to Washington, D.C. in 1937 to become the Washington Redskins. That's one wrong. Then I asked you, the original Detroit Lions moved to Texas to become the Dallas Cowboys. You said that's false. And you're absolutely correct. The Lions were originally the Portsmouth Spartans. They were based in Portsmouth, Ohio from 1929 to 1934. The Cowboys have always been in Dallas. They started out playing at the Cotton Bowl, then moved to Irving, Texas in 1971 and moved to their current location in Arlington in 2009. So one right, one wrong for you, Kathy.
Okay.
Then I said, and it got a nice groan out of Brian, the Tennessee Titans used to be the Houston Oilers. You said that's false. It's true.
Okay.
They moved to Memphis in 1997, where they were the Tennessee Oilers for 1 year. Then they changed their name to the Titans when they moved to Nashville in 98.
I remember when there was a big rumor that they were going to call themselves the Nashville Fiddlers.
Yep. Two wrong, one right, Kathy. Then I said, true or false, Kathy, the Patriots used to play at Fenway Park in Boston. You said that's true, and you're right, it's true. It was their home field in the 1960s when they were the Boston Patriots. They moved to Foxborough, Massachusetts in 1971. So two wrong, two right. And your last one. I said, true or false, the Los Angeles Rams used to be the Cleveland Rams. You said, that's false. It's true. They started out in Cleveland as the Cleveland Rams in 1936, moved to Los Angeles in 1946, then became the St. Louis Rams in 1995, and moved back to L.A. in 2016.
They had a ton, and the early NFL had a ton of teams
in
Ohio.
Yeah. So, Kathy, you finish with three wrong and two right.
Okay.
Brian, let's see how you did on Chris Farley. Three to tie, four right to win. I asked Brian, true or false, motivational speaker Matt Foley was based on a real guy named Matt Foley. Brian said, that's true. And it is true. Chris played rugby with him in college, and believe it or not, Matt Foley's a priest now. True, true, true. That's one right for you, Brian.
Hey.
I also said, true or false, before Saturday Night Live, Chris had a reoccurring role on The Cosby Show. You said, that is absolutely false, and you're right on that. That is false. Adam Sandler had a reoccurring role on The Cosby Show. He played Yes, he played a character named Smitty in four episodes of The Cosby Show. Now, just to let you know, Chris Farley did have a quick cameo on the TV show Roseanne, but he was already established on Saturday Night Live by then.
Gotcha.
Two right, Brian. You got two right. One more right, you're going to tie, Kathy. I asked you, Brian, true or false, Chris Farley wrote almost all of his own skits on Saturday Night Live. You said that's true, but it's false. He didn't write any of them. He was just the performer. According to David Spade, Chris Farley tried to write a skit once called Puppy Lawyer, but it was 14 minutes long and they couldn't put it in the show. Two right, one wrong. Still one more to get a tie, two more to win. I asked you, Brian, true or false, Chris Farley did a lot of cameos, but only played the lead in four movies. You thought about this one for a while, but you said true.
Yeah.
And it is true. He played the lead in Tommy Boy, Black Sheep, Beverly Hills Ninja, and Almost Heroes, which came out 6 months after he died. You are absolutely correct. We have a tie game right now. If Brian gets it wrong, we'll go to overtime. If he gets it right, Brian's the winner. I said to Brian, the last line in Tommy Boy was stolen from the movie Spaceballs. Brian said true. It's true. The line, that's going to leave a mark. John Candy's character says it when he forgets to take his seal belt off or his seat belt off. Chris admitted later that that's where he got that line from. Brian, you're the winner.
Yeah. Good job.
And
Kathy, you did well. You did well. You did well.
Brian, you got yourself $50 to the Bonefish Grill. I'm going to put you on hold and send you over to John, and he's going to set you up with that, okay?
You got it, buddy.
Thank you, pal. Hold on. And Kathy, nobody leaves here empty-handed. You know what? I'm going to give you a gift card to Hooked Up Fish Market and Food Truck in San Carlos Park. You can get some fresh seafood or have some stuff prepared, okay?
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, hold the line now. You're going to be on hold for a little bit until John can take care of Brian, and then he'll get to you, okay?
Okay.
All right, hold on, sweetheart. Hold on. A lot of activity going on. Brian is on line three. He gets bonefish. Hooked Up for Kathy on line one. Go to Brian first. He's the big winner. Want to thank our two players.
What an ordeal.
Kathy was very high maintenance.
She frightened me a little bit.
She's very gruff sounding. She looks sounds like she could lose her temper.
As soon as I heard her voice, even though I know rationally I don't know this woman.
Yeah.
I don't think I actually did, but I had the feeling that I had let her down and somehow deeply insulted her.
At some point.
Yeah. I don't know what I did, but it must have been something.
We're going to take a break. You
know that feeling.
I know that feeling. When we come back, your first look at traffic, news, headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
We're the 11th pick in the NFL draft. The Miami Dolphins select
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Your first look. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. We want you to come and join us tomorrow as we kick off our 96 Keys of Summer. What are you looking for?
Jokes. They should be there. I had them all
together there for you.
Should have been. Let me see. Pretty sure.
Stand by.
That ain't it. That's not it. Nope, that's not it.
Did it get you caught in there?
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I know it was done. Or if not, I can do it real quick while you're doing headlines and stuff. I can get them for you.
I'm not seeing it.
All right, I don't know why. You should
have.
Things happen. Things get lost.
Let me get back to the 96 Keys this summer because we want you to come out and see us. We're going to be out at Stu's Motorcycles in Fort Myers, all of us, from 2 to 4 as we kick off our 96 Keys of Summer. Somebody is going to win a 2022 Indian Scout Bobber 60. How? You're going to get qualified over the rest of the summer with a key, and that key may start that motorcycle. We're going to kick things off tomorrow, 2 to 4, and qualify our first people on site for the motorcycle. Now, if you get a key, it might start that brand new Indian Scout Bobber 60. Save all the worries and the waiting and get yourself qualified tomorrow as we head out to Stu's 2 to 4 with 96 K-Rock.
Now, am I appearing as myself, or am I the one that will be playing the part of Sean Roberts, or both?
No, you will be yourself. Or if you want to do both, you can do both. What are you pointing your finger at?
Yeah, I want to be Sean.
No, you're John. You're John. If you're coming out there, you're John, our producer. People need to see your face.
I actually wanted to ask if I was allowed to go out.
I said everybody!
And you're allowed to wear your Kiss makeup.
Yes, please. Go in full Kiss regalia.
As Paul Stanley Carr.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's not required, but if you're feeling it, you're more than welcome to.
Then do it. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Our first look, it is brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, let's begin in North Fort Myers. Got a disabled vehicle. Brown Road in Cleveland Avenue. In beautiful Alva. Crash, Broadway Street and Palm Beach Boulevard. And then we'll head south down to Bonita Springs. Got a crash, Bonita Beach Road and U.S. 41. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Haney's got today's headlines, and they're brought to you by Rubenstein Law. 1-800-FL-LEGAL. Also open on weekends.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Today, in case you're somehow unaware, is International Beer Day. And of course, in honor of this, a survey was done with the public voting as to the 10 best country songs about beer. And there is one particular artist that absolutely dominates the category. We'll tell you who that is in less than an hour on the news. There is a distinctive home up for sale near Indianapolis. And who in Indiana doesn't love the game of basketball? This home has a special feature that's a bit odd, and that the home was formerly a high school gymnasium. We'll explain the setup. And finally, always be sure that you are aware of anyone in your house that may have ordered something. Otherwise, bad things can happen. This happened in the town of Saugerties, New York. Man pulled a gun on a delivery driver over a pizza he didn't order. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. It didn't print. Sorry if time is of the essence. Laughter. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
The luxury brand Balenciaga.
What is that?
It's things I can't afford and wouldn't want.
All right.
They have produced a handbag retailing for $1,790 that looks exactly like a hefty cinch sack, except it's made of tender calf leather.
Isn't that beautiful?
But they went out of their way to make it look like a hefty bag. And it's the same company that recently put out a line of sneakers that look like they've been absolutely destroyed, like dog chewed. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
even bigger waste of money.
Top even bigger wastes of money.
Songwriting lessons from Beyonce. A brand new car alarm for your O2 Jetta. Brittany Griner jerseys from today through 2031.
Wow.
A 1-year anniversary gift for Ben and J-Lo. And finally, the very top waste of money.
Yes.
Liberal arts degree.
Got that right. And that, my friends, is today's edition of the 4 o'clock fluffer. Elvis?
Elvis has left the building.
That's right, baby.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Now, nobody will ever know this, but Stan just made a Herculean effort to save the show.
Yes. And I was halfway down the hall when I realized to print the page in front of it and not the page behind it. I said, you can make do with it. Because if I went back, we would have run out of time. Email.
And then, you know, I do take a little credit in that and making it seem like it was fine.
But the fact of the matter is...
It wasn't fine.
No, it was printed. I looked at it and said... This is somewhere on our table. Email.
Is it?
Somewhere. I know for a fact. This is from our friend Meg, wants to answer our question of the week.
How is she?
She's doing well. Our question of the week yesterday, what was something that you just hated as a kid to eat, but now can't get enough of it, or vice versa? Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I think the one thing I thought was gross when I was a kid that I can't get enough of now I want to say squid tentacles. When I was a kid, every Christmas Eve, my dad would make homemade sauce, fettuccine with calamari, and would leave the tentacles in the sauce. I remember being grossed out by the tentacles and saying, "It looks like something out of the War of the Worlds."
It does.
My dad said, "Well, no one's forcing you to eat it." So I quit. A few years ago, just out of curiosity, I wanted to try one. And I thought to myself, hey, this isn't too bad. I actually like it. Hey, who knew? Love the show. Thanks for the laugh. Signed, Mick. This is from our friend Kathy. Happy Friday, Stan and Haney. I hope you have a. I hope you're having a great day so far. I called the other day when you said, Stan, that the phone lines would be open. So I hopped on Siri and said, "Hey Siri, call Stan and Haney." John, your producer, is a super nice guy, by the way. And he said that you were already on a little break. So I couldn't really be on hold that long to chat. But that's okay. I did tell him to tell you both that Kathy in the Cape said hello. Did you get the message? No, we didn't. But that's okay. You guys are great, and I always love listening to you guys. Have a great weekend. Signed, Kathy. Thank you, Kathy. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
He wants to answer our question of the week. Ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, this may sound a little strange, but the food I didn't like was the same as you. I did not like onions. I, too, would not eat onions on my hamburger, so they actually had to special order when we went through a drive-thru. Now, it's a different story today. I love all kinds of onions. It is the go-to ingredient in our meals. Same thing with garlic.
Well, you know, you want to spice something up.
Yeah, you throw in an onion. Everybody knows that. I can't tell you when the change occurred, but onion and garlic add so much flavor to meals. For me, the more garlic, the better. Now, guys, did you see the story about the 12-year-old girl who escaped from an abuser? Two dead bodies were found, an older lady and a 14-year-old boy. Now, I don't want to discuss the details because they're too vile. The idiot who committed these crimes is an illegal immigrant who has been deported from this country once before and then re-entered. Now, we Floridians should all say a big thank you to our governor, Ron DeSantis.
Oh, absolutely.
Have yourselves a great weekend. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
What our governor did with that rogue district attorney,
yes, sir,
is nothing short of heroic.
Had to do it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Well, at least one of them's an essential to do this job. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for joining us Friday afternoon. For a lot of you, in about 22, 23 minutes, it's quitting time. If you're a clock watcher, you can get your weekend started. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home, and I'm going to remind you again, tomorrow, the big day, we kick off the 96 Keys of Summer. I'm going to give you the details in just a second, but first, let's get you updated. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations. Fort Myers in Cape Coral. One thing on the board right now, and it's in Fort Myers, got a disabled vehicle. Daniels Parkway and 6 Mile Cypress Parkway. And you're up to date as far as what I have in front of me. We'll give you another traffic update in about 30 minutes. Want all of you to join us. Mario will be there. Haney. Me. Stan. Our new producer, John. We're all going to be out there. I think Zito might even be showing up. We're going to be out at Stu's Motorcycles in Fort Myers tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. because we're kicking off, we did it last year, but we're kicking off the 96 Keys of Summer and giving you a chance to win a 2022 Indian Scout Bobber 60. Now come on out tomorrow, 2 to 4 at Stu's as we have our kickoff party. And you'll be the first ones to qualify and get a key that may just start up that brand new motorcycle from Stu's. So join us tomorrow, 2 to 4, Stu's Motorcycles in Fort Myers with 96 K-Rock. Ahoy.
Hey!
Hey, hey, everybody, let's hold everything. It's Tony D'Amico from Cape Crepe and Chowder. I haven't heard from you in a while, Tony. I hope everything's going well for you.
Oh, everything's going great. I just wanted to make sure that everything was going well with you before the big day.
That is so kind of you to ask, Tony, before the big day.
And you know, you never sounded better. I think the new producer is wonderful. He was very nice and polite and long-winded and whatnot.
Yeah,
and,
sure. So you're calling in. He grabbed the phone. I see what I think is a listener on there, and there's Tony D'Amico to wish us a big day
as we
kick this stuff off. Surprise, surprise. Restaurant open? Yeah. Restaurant, everything going good? People, you got
it? Yeah, everything's going great, and like you, we're getting things packed up for the big day tomorrow.
What do you mean? The station has a big day tomorrow. You don't have a big day tomorrow. It probably should be just like any other day since you don't participate in any Cape Coral restaurant foundation stuff and don't do anything in there to promote yourself. What big day is for you tomorrow?
Well, I figured that I would just give you a call and make sure that we were all on the same page as far as tomorrow.
What are you talking about? We're all on the same page.
If you could let everybody know that they need to leave a vendor space available. I don't know if I need to roll in there early or not. It won't take me long because, Timmy's going to be with me.
Wait a second. What are you planning? You're planning to be at Stu's Motorcycles tomorrow? Is that what you're doing? You're planning
to be a
vendor?
I thought I would surprise you, but then I thought, you know, it never hurts to lay a little groundwork because there are some issues I need to go over.
Okay, well, hold on. Tony, jeez. Just answer me this. What is your idea of tomorrow and you? What are you envisioning you doing as we kick off our 96 Keys of Summer tomorrow? What are you envisioning? What do you see yourself doing?
We're all going to have a lot of fun, and we're all going to make a lot of people happy. That's my vision.
That's your vision. And you are going to help in making that happen by doing what? By doing what, old man, you meathead? By doing what?
I wasn't expecting this kind of reception.
No, you're springing this on me. I'm getting the sense that you're coming down to the kickoff with the motorcycle stuff at Stu's, and you've got a plan all in action somehow to benefit you.
Well, it's not my plan, Dan. It's Timmy's plan. He said, why don't we go down there?
Okay, there's no problem with the two of you coming down there, but what a vendor. What are you planning on doing?
I just thought that if I'm gonna be there anyway, I may as well bring a folding table.
What?
And some igloo coolers with the spout on them to dispense chowder. Now, I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
And don't worry about it, okay?
I'm not the one that needs to worry.
You and the entire K-Rock staff can have all the chowder you want.
I don't want any of your milkless chowder. I don't want any of it.
Now, to the public, that's a different story.
Let me get this straight. Let's be on the same page. I want to be on the same page as you, old man. I want to be on the same page.
Well, this isn't even the part that I'm concerned about, but go ahead.
Well, I want to get that, and then we go to the part you're concerned about. Here's the part I'm concerned about. I don't think you should be there selling anything.
Look, people are there, they're in a good mood. It's like, you know, when people go to Disney World and pay $30 for a hamburger.
Are you going to sell your chowder in a vendor tent at our kickoff of 96 Keys of Summer? Tell me yes or no. Is that what you're planning to do? You're planning to sell that rancid garbage at one of our events. You're not even a sponsor tied in with it. You're not giving it any support on the air. You just thought because of Big Tim, who's slow, that you would show up and dispense for a fee chowder. Yes or no?
Yes.
What gave you that big idea? What are you? This isn't you.
I ordered up a bunch of the tiniest styrofoam cups that you can get, the smallest one.
Yeah? And that's what you're going to serve the chowder in.
And I ordered a bunch of those and then half as many lids in case people wanted to take it to go.
Mm-hmm. And take it to go. Yeah, grab your, come down for the only reason, grab a taste of your chowder and then go.
Very simple. It's like, you know how people on a work truck got their water jugs?
Yeah.
Same thing, only you press the button and chowder comes out.
And you're planning on charging our listeners for this?
$12.95.
$12.95 for a little thimble full of chowder and a small styrofoam cup? That's what you're doing?
$13.95 if you need a lid.
So a buck for a lid.
And if you want a straw, that's 50 cents.
Yeah, because it's certainly not thick. You could suck that chowder through a straw. No.
Well, yeah, this isn't the regular chowder. This is the stuff that can flow.
The watered down.
Right.
Okay. Now, I don't know what your second part of your deal is. To the first part, the answer is no. You are not showing up there. You are not setting up a tent. You are not approved to be a vendor by our sales department or the fine people over at Stu's Motorcycles. You're not allowed to sell, give away, entice, charm our staff with free chowder. You're not entitled to do any of that. If you would like to come.
Okay. What? You drive a hard bargain.
There's no bargain here, Tony. There's none.
I'll even give free chowder to the staff of the business involved.
That doesn't matter.
That's as far as I can go.
Don't. I don't want you setting up any tent. There's not going to be a space set aside for you.
Speaking of set aside, let's set that aside.
All right, I'm going to set that aside. The answer is no, but I'll tell you later no again. But what else did you have in mind?
Well, as Michael McDonald and James Ingram used to say, Yamo be there.
Well, good. You can be there. You're not selling anything there. Next.
And, again, we'll set that aside.
Next.
Moment.
Next. What?
Dan, I know that you love Timmy like a nephew.
I don't love him like a nephew. I am I'm aware of him. He's been in your life for a long time. You,
I know. At the very least, you pity him.
I pity him. I pity him because you're his legal guardian. But you have done what you feel is a noble thing and have taken him as just basically a workhorse and do your dirty work. But okay, Big Tim. I feel sorry for him. He's a slow adult, and you're his guardian. Yeah, I feel sorry for him. Pity.
He got it in his head. This has been going on for about a year.
Uh-huh.
That he wants a motorcycle.
I hope you're not even considering giving him a motorcycle. He's not somebody that's road safe with a motorcycle.
No, I don't think he could comprehend a clutch of any type.
Thank you. So I hope you've been dissuading him.
I've tried, but...
I guess he's old enough that if he, and he's got an ID, if he wants to go, and he's got his own money, I think, if he wanted to go and buy a motorcycle, he could buy a motorcycle. There wasn't really anything he could do about it.
No, I don't think he could, because I may be wrong, but I think on his... identification card. It has a big picture of a wheelchair.
Oh, handicap. Handicapable. Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, then good.
No, I understand, please. We don't use terms like that anymore.
What do we use?
Differently abled.
Differently. Whatever the proper term is, he shouldn't be riding a motorcycle.
Really don't appreciate you showing that level of disrespect.
Jesus Christ. Don't you tell me about disrespect. You're nothing but disrespect. You're nothing but disrespect.
Here's the only real problem.
You're Mr. Disrespect. What's the real problem?
Timmy is taking this whole motorcycle thing very seriously.
Uh-huh.
And he's gotten everything but a motorcycle. He's got a helmet. He's got the sunglasses. And
does he have the leathers?
That's it. Most problematically, he's got a leather jacket, and God knows how, but he's got it embroidered. And
what's on the embroidery?
He's got a lot of skulls involved.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Except... He applied some accoutrements that I don't think he understands, because if a real biker looked at him and the size that he is, it says things like road captain. And what concerns me the most is he's got all these skulls on his back, and he's got a bottom rocker that says Florida. He doesn't understand that he's pissing all over everybody.
Yes! Look.
Every single biker he's pissing on with that bottom rocker.
Keep him, just keep him away from...
What I was hoping is that you could explain to the people at the bike shop that he's retarded.
Just look. Do not... You talk about being insensitive. You use the R word.
What?
Look!
You know what I'm talking about. If you could just explain to them that he's dim.
I want you to stay away.
I want it if you could just tell the people and all the bikers that he don't mean no harm.
I don't want... That's not my responsibility.
Is I'm sure you got a big display with the motorcycle.
Yeah, the bike's
going to
be on display that people could win. It's going to be on display. Sure it is. People want to see it. It's a great-looking bike.
So all I promised Timmy is that he could wear his costume, his outfit.
Yeah.
And he could get his picture taken on a real motorcycle.
No, you're not going to have him go and straddle and swing a leg over on that motorcycle to get himself his picture taken. You could come by and look at it. He's not to touch the damn thing. You're not to go and act like it's a pony coming up on a cart to get a picture taken with a kid.
You don't understand. He's been blabbing about this for 2 weeks. and he wants it to look real.
Not at the expense of 96K Rock or the motorcycle shop. Not for his pleasure, your chance to make a buck. No. The answer is no to both of them.
He wants to make it look like he's actually riding the motorcycle. I could just push him around the parking
lot. Push him around? We're not pushing around the motorcycle. So
well,
that
I mean,
he can feel it now.
It's not turned on, see? He can ride a bicycle. And we could just push him around and make him happy. Don't you want to make him happy?
Tim, nobody is going from your group going up and touching that motorcycle. You know, somebody that wins it would like to think they've got an untampered bike. And if Big Tim and you are around it, something tells me there's going to be grease stains, chowder spills, urine, feces. Look, I'm not having
now,
any of that.
Look, he can't help that.
You are not getting near the motorcycle. One, you're not selling your chowder under a vendor tent there. You don't have approval from anybody. Two, Big Tim is not going, it's not my responsibility to go and defend him and for what kind of insignias he's got on his leather jacket. Two, he's not touching the bike. You're not having him sit on the bike. You're not pushing the bike around. Everything that you've brought up during this phone conversation and you're looking for the big day tomorrow is no. I'm telling you no. And if you value anything that's left of our friendship, you will leave this thing alone and dissuade him from touching that bike. I don't even want you down there.
I am just trying to placate him.
Snowball, stop placating him at my expense.
He said to me, Tony, if you won't get me a motorcycle, then you better watch out because I'll start a Go F Me account.
No. The answer's no.
The Stan and Haney Show.
Yeah. I never go nowhere, man. I never go nowhere. Traffic's bad out there, man. I'm saving wear and tear. I like conditioned air, man. I never go nowhere. I go upstairs, downstairs, backyard, lawn chairs, living room, bathroom, bedroom, furnace room, hot tub, cedar deck, pillow, fire, washer, dryer, pantry, patio, barter, aroma, video, cold cellar, rec room, ping pong, mahjong, beer, count where, then speed dial order, and I ain't going nowhere, man, I ain't going nowhere. It's dangerous out there, man, might have been a big bomb scare. Hard to get off of this easy chair, I ain't going nowhere. I go online, DSL, Amazon, buy and sell, eBay, layaway, last bid, noon today, plasma, Judy, Judge, broadband, Matt, Drudge, J.Crew, BNN.com, CNN, JPEG, email, pop-up, Gmail, shower cam, filter spam, slime, bam, a finger spam. I ain't going nowhere, man, never gonna go nowhere. It's a bungled jungle out there, man, some kid got mauled by a bear. Surround sound in my own lair, I ain't going nowhere. I got perimeter motion, doggy door, mail call, people, Avon, wireless, strobes on, pin code, keypad, relay, pepper spray, home base, interface, three zone, plug and play, infrared, photocell, squad car, decibel, choppers up, sonic boom, activate the panic room. Zantac, Lipitor, Dicepam, Nexium, Prevacid, Percocet, Levitra, Leviquin, Elavil, Fosamax, Plavix, Keflex, Next Day, FedEx, Zithromax, Avalox, Flexeril, Topamax, Prozac, Ativan, Adderall, I take them all. I ain't going nowhere, man, never gonna go nowhere. I'm cutting my own hair, man, nothing I need out there. Outside sunny, but inside share, I ain't going nowhere.
Only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday afternoon, and looking at the big dial school clock that we have on the wall, it's past 5 o'clock, so a lot of you clock watchers are on your way home, and we're glad you're taking us along with you. Haney and I have worked at Beasley for 30 years. And when we have promotional items, they guard them like gold. Because with promotional items, these are items that you give away to listeners when there's an event or something going on, and or they get qualified for something, or they come by and you want to get a t-shirt or something along those lines. And they guard them like gold because us as broadcasters, somebody says, can I have a shirt? Can I have a, would give away the whole thing in, you know, the first 5 minutes. But they protect it because it's overhead. The shirts aren't free and they cost money and they want to just make sure how it's given
out. I've just always assumed they have some formula that they go by that we're not meant to understand.
Maybe. But when I get emails or texts like this, here's what I think before I read this. It is somebody, maybe a teenager, maybe an adult, maybe somebody that has a hobby, something. I don't know because I can't look at a person through a text or a phone call. All I know is they're looking
for
something.
This is the point that Steve Jobs walks out and goes, or can you?
Yeah.
Welcome to the next generation.
I won't say this person's name, but I'm assuming they probably are streaming us or came across us, or it's a mass text to every radio station that this person can get their hands on. And I won't use his last name or his exact address. Hello, my name is Thomas. I love shirts, hats, pens. My address is blankety blank North Maverick, Long Island.
See? Somebody's already trying to steal our pens.
New York. I want an XL t-shirt. Here is my telephone number. Here is my email address. Please send.
It's because other people have been successful doing that.
Yeah. If you think I have or Haney has access to the room where they even keep this stuff, we don't.
We're not that trusted.
We're not trusted in that. Like I said, we'd give it all away. We have to go through what I call two buffer zones before they even let us near the t-shirts, hats, keychains, pens. They don't let us near that stuff.
And even when we're right at the door to where the t-shirts are, the guy inside there, we have to wait to get a code on our phone.
Yeah, pretty darn close. That's the way everything else is. I'm not going to put a t-shirt in the mail and send it to Long Island, New York. I can't do that. We don't have K-Rock pens. We have other businesses' pens.
Yeah, they don't supply us with pens. And it wouldn't be nice if we sent the pens that we just now got from the title company
to Long Island, New York. Because that's where we got our pens from, a title company. Thank you for the email. We can't.
But that's
do that.
That's somebody that you know. They get enough of them, they'll pin them up on their bedroom wall.
I understand.
And
that.
Then they'll call Entertainment Tonight, and they'll send over a camera guy to get some B-roll and ask the kid, "How'd you get so many T-shirts?" Well, because I contacted radio stations. Like, oh, isn't that a nice story?
I'm willing. I don't like it, but I'm willing to be the bad guy in this one. No, we can't send you a t-shirt, an XL t-shirt, a pen,
but
and a
hat. I don't think you need to reply that. No, I will not send you a t-shirt, hat, or pen.
Too late, already sent. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive, home. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs.
I can't believe the unmitigated gall.
How dare you? Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral.
How dare you?
We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a disabled vehicle, Piney Road and Pine Island Road. Fort Myers crash, Griffin Drive and State Road 82, and we got a hit and run, should be hopefully in the clearing stages. I'm sure somebody's still there loitering. Hit and run crash, Daniels Parkway and Freshman Lane. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 25, 30 minutes or so. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd. At the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Boy, it would be nice if my
Florida's most respected
anchorman cough switch worked.
It works. There's a little short in it, though.
Walking amongst mere mortals.
Yeah. He had a voice. Or it's picking up off of mine. And try it on and off. Talk and push it on and off.
Dude.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Then sometimes it doesn't do anything.
I know.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, August 5th.
Double M, double X, double I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
All right.
I don't remember what it was, but recently we came around to the subject of theoretically living on the moon.
Yeah.
And I believe that it's now technically possible. It's just not financially realistic. Okay. I think it's something we could do.
Yeah.
If we devoted unlimited resources.
Okay.
And it turns out it's even more realistic than I thought. If we want to live on the moon, we may have found the place to do it. A new study found multiple craters that have a constant temperature of 63 degrees.
Ah, wouldn't that be great?
The headline on the story?
Yeah.
Sweater weather on the moon.
Yep, 24/7, 365. That's if the moon had an atmosphere. Unless you make a windbreaker-like spacesuit. That would be airtight, but you could feel the cool.
Yeah, but it wouldn't make your climate control have to work so hard.
Right. True.
And that's something that can be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a trick question, but still interesting nonetheless. We've talked a lot about CDs and the first CD here mm-hmm. and there. Worldwide. Because Japan got CDs way before we did.
Yeah, they did. Well, a lot of the modern electronics and transistors, and they got it before anybody.
The first CD to hit the commercial market anywhere was Billy Joel's 52nd Street. It went on sale in Japan in Rocktober 1982.
Wow.
That was the first one you could buy anywhere. You couldn't buy it here.
Right, but there you could, because they were first.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get my first one until 1987.
And do you recall how you acquired
it? You got it for me. I had just bought a CD player. And I'm going to tell you exactly. You got me the R.E.M. Green album.
Mm-hmm.
And that very day or the next day after, it was a weekend. And the second CD I ever got was, I bought it, and it was a Ray Charles CD. You got me REM. The next day I bought Ray Charles, and the CD collection began. I do not know the last time I bought a CD. The odd thing about it is I'm buying an awful lot of vinyl. And the turntable you got me a couple of years ago.
You're in your happy place now.
It is so great. The turntable you got me a couple of years ago, direct drive, not belt driven, is now hooked up to a circa late 1970s, early 1980s receiver. I have a dual cassette deck, and I have nice floor speakers, and I buy vinyl now, and I get it home, I throw it on the turntable, drop that fang from the steel-armed cobra right on there, and it is wonderful.
And so you're living the dream circa 1978.
When you're in the living room and it's dark, and the glow from the turntable light that strobes the tray,
mm-hmm.
and the receiver is lit up.
VU meters?
VU. It is beautiful. And the sound coming through those floor speakers.
Rumbling.
It's just great. It is awesome.
Now, when you turn it up real loud, will it make the needle skip?
Yes, you got to work the weights on it. It has a nice, the turntable, and it's all degreed on how much weight you want on the needle for the balance.
If people only knew the lengths that we went to with turntables, because you know where my first radio job mm-hmm. was, and those turntables were good quality turntables. But they installed them and they weren't replaced. Actually, there was a point when I first started there that they had like a cast iron turntable from the 30s.
Yes.
You remember that one?
I remember. I worked not there. I had those at another radio station I worked at.
Where it was like you were using a stick shift. When you went from 33 to 45,
correct,
you'd have to disengage,
correct,
like a clutch.
Yes, but it's marvelous.
But people would be amazed if they had known back then how many times, because we just had to make stuff work. We weren't engineers. If people only knew that the record they were listening to, we played that particular record and knew that there was a problem in the middle of that record that may cause it to skip. So that turntable, the head of it was writing with one or two pennies on it that particular record.
You'd have to wait it. And sometimes it would skip. If it was a bad cut in the record, it would skip every time. But then, based on the weighting of the needle on the record, You'd breathe a sigh of relief because it didn't skip that time. And then the next time you played it, it skipped.
That's why I always made sure I had plenty of change on me.
Oh, yeah.
One of your nostrils is always working harder than the other one.
Well, that's the truth, especially when I wake up in the morning. One's clogged.
One is always breathing in more air than the other one. Having said that, you know, unless you're clogged up like you're talking about normally, this is by design. one nostril breathing in more air than the other one, but they switch off every 15 minutes.
I believe it. My left one's pulling more right now.
So why do they do that?
I don't know why. Filtration?
No. It's to make sure there's always one that's extra clear in case you encounter intricate smells.
Oh, okay.
So it's like maintenance.
Yeah.
Want ideal nostril performance.
The amazing human body.
If only we understood it.
We don't.
No, we don't. In a moment.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, I am fascinated by stories like this.
What?
Well, about atypical homes, non-traditional dwellings.
The family that lives in there or the building itself?
The building itself.
Okay.
A couple near Indianapolis is selling their home that was built in 1950, but has been extensively renovated little by little over the past two decades. And it has one really big feature that some people might find a bit odd.
What is it?
Well, it didn't begin life, the building, as a single-family home. It used to be a high school gymnasium. And it was, in fact, up until 2002... an active high school gymnasium when the couple bought it.
Okay, so it was built in 1950, but it worked as a gymnasium all the way up to 2002 when this family said, and they're putting it up for sale now, but they've had it since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So that's when they started working on it, and they made a decision right off. They're not going to do a thing to the basketball court.
Right on.
Instead of putting carpeting or some sort of decorative tile over it, they incorporated the basketball hardwood throughout the living space. Now, one half of the building is a house. The hoop at that end of the court is gone. However, if you're standing in the kitchen, you can see the lines from the key visible.
I like it so far. This is cool.
The other half of the building,
yeah,
is still a full basketball court, hoop, bleachers, and all.
That's awesome.
The outside of the building is untouched. So if you drove by, you'd think it was either a gym or something industrial or what have you. You'd have no idea that there would be a family living in there. And one prospective buyer who's been inside the home was quoted as saying, "It also still smells like a gym smells."
Oh, geez, I'm surprised the lady of the house wouldn't have changed that.
Well, I don't know that you can. We were young men in gymnasiums,
yeah.
And that smell never goes away.
It's a smell.
It's there when you get there, and it's there when you leave.
I'm wondering if it's the oil that court wood floor and the oils and the lacquer and stuff that they put that give that building a smell and moisture.
60 years of sweat.
Yeah, moisture.
They paid $85,000 for the building in 2002, and they're listing it now for $299,000. And evidently, reasonable price, according to the internet, already a sale pending, and the buyer is a former student who presumably used that gym.
Fantastic.
Can you imagine?
That's fantastic.
If you were big man on campus and won the state championship on that, and then
and
that's
you
your
live
house?
There. Yes. Fantastic.
Want to wish everybody a happy International Beer Day.
Thank you.
You know, in this crazy world of ours, we need to think about our international relations. And although personally, among the international beers, me as an American, I will not be imbibing in a Tsingtao.
Attaboy.
According to the people at Ranker.com, they observed International Beer Day by asking people to vote on the 10 best country songs about beer. And there is one artist that dominates the top 10.
Hank Jr.
We'll explain.
Okay, all right, all right.
Coming in at number 10, Drink in My Hand by Eric Church, came out in 2011. Number 9, Red Solo Cup by Toby Keith. Number 8, Pretty Good at Drinking Beer by Billy Currington, 2010.
Okay.
Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy by Big and Rich.
Yeah.
Number 6, There's a Tear in My Beer by multiple Hank Williams.
Yes, that's one of my all-time favorites.
Number 5, Beer for My Horses, Toby Keith and Willie Nelson, 2002. Number 4, Now You're Talking, People, one of my favorites. I think I'll just stay here and drink. Merle Haggard, 1980.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Number 3, I Love This Bar.
Toby Keith.
Toby Keith, 2003. With no song credit to Michael McLean.
Nope.
Number 2, Chug-a-Lug. Roger Miller, 1964.
I like that one.
And number 1, they don't know any better, and no offense to anybody, Papa Top by Alan Jackson.
No, sir.
1999.
No, sir.
Sorry, Jim Ed.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill? You know, we've heard from many people that the best years of their lives were spent delivering pizzas.
That's the way my wife thinks.
And we've known other people that say, it was the best time of my life. That's when I was happiest.
They worked hard.
I made the most money.
It was just, yes, but they look back on it and they loved it.
But it's very important. If you live other than alone, that at all times you have a full understanding of who has ordered what. Otherwise, chaos ensues.
True.
A 45-year-old man named Ralphie Carpino. Wonder what his nickname is. Ralphie the Schlub. He is facing charges after a delivery man showed up with a pizza Ralphie didn't order. Ralphie knows when he's being set up.
Does he?
He knew he didn't order no pizza, so Ralphie did the only thing he could do. He pulled a gun on the delivery guy.
What the hell? Why?
This happened Saturday night in Saugerties, New York. The Domino's driver knocked on Ralph's door. He wasn't sneaking around or anything. And the response he got was Ralph's loaded Glock in his face. So he left the property and called 911 because,
yeah,
to some people, that's unacceptable behavior.
Uh-huh. Some.
The police showed up, and Ralph told them, yeah, I pulled a gun because I didn't order no pizza. What's this guy up to? It turns out someone in his house did order a pizza, and the Domino's guy had the right address and the right order.
Yep, it was Cindy up there on the Princess phone ordering a pie.
Well, Cindy embarrassed Daddy then because they arrested Ralph for something called menacing.
Yeah.
He's due in court later this month where, surprisingly, one of the best attorneys in the state will be handling it. Oh, Ralphie.
Ralphie.
You know, what do I say? I mean, he had the right idea.
You know that to be.
It'll be fine. It'll be good for him. And that's the news for today, Friday, August 5th. Maybe it'll tough him up a bit.
There he is, little Monty Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
And I blame you.
Keep that card up your sleeve.
I will.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending this week with us. It is not. Sean Roberts coming up at 6 o'clock. We'll make sure to see you all tomorrow at our 96 Keys of Summer at Stu's Motorcycles. We'll be there from 2 to 4 to kick things off. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. It's brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. A little busy. I will start in Cape Coral. We got a crash, 2100 block of Dave Navarro Parkway.
Dave Navarro Parkway.
That's what I thought at first. Cape Coral, crash, Pine Island Road and Pondella Road. North Fort Myers, got a hit-and-run crash, Pine Island Road and Woodward Avenue. And in Fort Myers, traffic control, New York Drive and Palm Beach Boulevard. And you are up to date.
Pop a top again.
Here's the real one for you.
I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend.
Ah, yeah.
Then I'll be gone, and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and in a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever hear of a clown with teardrops streaming down his face?
That's you.
Pop a top. Again.
And again, and again, and again.
I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. Then I'll be gone, and you can let some other fool sit down. Home to me is misery, and here I'm wasting time. Cause a row of on a row of stools is not what's on my mind. But then you see is not what I prefer. So
what
it's
I prefer.
Either here, drinking beer, our home remembering her.
Oh, Papa Top again.
I've just got time for one more round, another one, my friend. And I'll be gone, and you can let some other fools sit down.
Thank you, Haney. Classic comedy brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
You know what clickbait is? Clickbait is sort of a clicky headline that you don't really know what it means, but it's a trick to get you to click on. So here I am, stupid. I know what it is. And I'm watching, and it's like, Cardi B does this. And then it says, what's the one vegetable Tom Brady refuses to eat? What? What is it, a coconut? That's so dumb. And then I go down, but it's all blurry because I can't focus because that's all I think about. And they got me. So I go all the way back, and I click on it, and here we go. First window, Tom Brady was born in Northern California. Next. Tom Brady started playing football at the age of 7. Where are the vegetables that you swore to God you would tell me about? I'll save you 27 clicks. It's a tomato, ladies and gentlemen. I was way off. But I can't take it because 4 minutes later, I'm down there, weather, football, and then it goes, you'll never guess what this 80s actress looks like now. It's so mean. I mean, she aged 30 years in 30 years. That was her big crime.
Have yourselves a great weekend. We'll see you tomorrow at Stu's Motorcycles 2 to 4. Lord willing, we'll be back here on Monday. 2 o'clock, we'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey.
Hey, everybody, let's hold everything. It's Tony D'Amico from Cape Crepe and Chowder. I haven't heard from you in a while, Tony. I hope everything's going well for you.
Oh, everything's going great. I just wanted to make sure that everything was going well with you before the big day.
That is so kind of you to ask, Tony, before the big day.
And you know, you never sounded better. I think the new producer is wonderful. He was very nice and polite. We're getting things packed up for the big day tomorrow.
The station has a big day tomorrow. You don't have a big day tomorrow. It probably should be just like any other day since you don't participate in any Cape Coral restaurant foundation stuff and don't do anything in there to promote yourself.
I ordered up a bunch of the tiniest styrofoam cups that you can get, the smallest one.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to serve the chowder in.
And I ordered a bunch of those and then half as many lids.
Mm-hmm. And take it to go. Yeah, grab your, come down for the only reason, grab a taste of your chowder and then go.
Very simple. It's like, you know how people on a work truck got their water jugs?
Yeah.
Same thing, only you press the button and chowder comes out.
The answer is no. You are not showing up there. You are not setting up a tent. You are not approved to be a vendor by our sales department or the fine people over at Stu's Motorcycles. If you would like to come.
Okay. What? You drive a hard bargain.
There's no bargain here, Tony. There's none.
I'll even give free chowder to the staff of the business involved.
I don't want you setting up any tent. There's not going to be a space set aside for you. The answer is no, but I'll tell you later no again. But what else did you have in mind? Next.
Again, we'll set that aside.
Next. Next. What?
Dan, I know that you love Timmy like a nephew.
I don't love him like a nephew. I am I'm aware of him. He's been in your life for a long time.
At the very least, you pity him.
I pity him. I pity him because you're his legal guardian. I feel sorry for him. He's a slow adult, and you're his guardian. Yeah, I feel sorry for him. Pity.
He wants a motorcycle.
I hope you're not even considering giving him a motorcycle. He's not somebody that's road safe with a motorcycle.
No, I don't think he could comprehend a clutch of any type.
Thank you. So I hope you've been dissuading him.
I may be wrong, but I think on his identification card, it has a big picture of a wheelchair.
Oh, handicap. Handicapable.
We don't use terms like that anymore.
What do we use?
Differently abled.
Okay, differently, whatever the proper term is, he shouldn't be riding a motorcycle.
Timmy is taking this whole motorcycle thing very seriously, and he's gotten everything but a motorcycle. He's got the sunglasses and...
Does he have the leathers?
He's got a leather jacket, and God knows how, but he's got it embroidered. And what concerns me the most is he's got all these skulls on his back, and he's got a bottom rocker that says Florida. He doesn't understand that he's pissing all over everybody.
Yes!
I was hoping is that you could explain to the people at the bike shop that he's retarded.
Just look! Do not... You talk about being insensitive. You use the R word.
You know what I'm talking about. If you could just explain to them that he's dim.
My responsibility. Not at the expense of 96K Rock or the motorcycle shop. Not for his pleasure, your chance to make a buck. No. The answer is no to both of them. And if Big Tim and you are around it, something tells me there's going to be grease stains, chowder spills, urine, feces. Look, I'm not having
now
any of
look.
That. You are not getting near the motorcycle. One, you're not selling your chowder. Under a vendor tent there. You don't have approval from anybody. Two, Big Tim is not going... it's not my responsibility to go and defend him and for what kind of insignias he's got on his leather jacket. Two, he's not touching the bike. You're not having him sit on the bike. You're not pushing the bike around. Everything that you've brought up during this phone conversation and you're looking for the big day tomorrow... is no. I'm telling you no. And if you value anything that's left of our friendship, you will leave this thing alone and dissuade him from touching that bike. I don't even want you down there.
I am just trying to placate him.
No, I'll stop placating him at my expense.
He said to me, Tony, if you won't get me a motorcycle, then you better watch out because I'll start a Go F me account.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.